This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let us now take a detour to the visual, to the screens, the three screens that dominate our lives, our phones, our computers, and our televisions. And to add to that list, we will add the screen on your car's dashboard. Tim Higgins wrote about the battle for that fourth screen and the billions of dollars at stake for the Wall Street Journal. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I don't want to steal the lead here, but this is kind of a data play, right?
Absolutely. A decade ago, smartphone makers found themselves in a very similar situation as car makers today. And so car makers now are facing this similar battle. And we're seeing kind of two ways that they're addressing it. Either they're saying, hey, we can create our own digital ecosystem, or we better just go with Google and put their operating system in our dashboard.
Right. Before we get to the complexities of this thing, right, because it's a bit more complicated than just pulling out your phone out of your pocket and looking at it. How big is the market? What are we talking about on the upside for this?
This is a billions and billions of dollars of potential new revenue.
Yeah.
And as we see software become more and more involved in the car and that kind of digital life going in there, there's potential for a lot of new use cases out there, whether we go down the road with autonomous vehicles or just even with human-driven vehicles, there's potential to unlock new ways of making money and spending money.
All right, so let's look at some of these challenges here. The first of which is you're driving down the road at 70 miles an hour, and let's stick with human-driven cars here for the moment because we're not quite in autonomous vehicle land, but you're driving down the road at 70 miles an hour. It can be challenging to change a radio station, let alone pull up navigation or three menu levels deep and any of that stuff.
That's been the knock against these dashboards for several years now. People are frustrated with it. A lot of them, when you talk to them, will say, well, why isn't my dashboard as good as my phone? And there are several reasons for that. It's not a fair comparison. In the car, the designers of that system have a lot of things they have to worry about. They don't want the driver to be distracted while driving, so they're calculating that in and how they design it. And the other thing is the cost, and they just don't have the capabilities as the phone in your pocket.
Right. Challenge number two for some of these car companies, though, is that, and you alluded to this a little bit, they're fighting against Silicon Valley, and some car makers have chosen to go in-house, and others are doing battle, as it were, with Google and the rest of them.
It comes down to, for some car companies, a belief that they can evolve and develop more software capabilities. And some are saying, well, you know, can we really compete against Silicon Valley and its software prowess? Yeah. And they look at what Google is doing and say, we should just partner with them and turn over this operating system to Google and work with them. We can brand it so it looks like the car company that we are, but in the back end, not have to worry about the programming efforts.
Yeah. And then, of course, finally, once we get to autonomous vehicles, all of this becomes a little bit moot, right?
Well, car companies think this is actually one of the reasons why they need to pay attention to is because as cars become more electrified and perhaps less involved with the actual art of driving, the touch point for the customer might be that screen. And so they want that customer's digital life in their ecosystem.
Hmm. Tim Higgins covers technology and cars, in this case, for the Wall Street Journal. We got him in San Francisco. Tim, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.